Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is introducing a new service to help customers browse their local Apple Store in a way that's safe and convenient. Shop with a Specialist appointments will allow anyone to schedule a time online to visit an Apple Store and explore products with one-on-one guidance. COVID-19 has changed the Apple Store experience, adding new safety measures and reducing the occupancy of every store location. As a result, customers who just wish to walk in and browse have discovered that they may need to wait outside for a considerable amount of time before entering. Other stores have yet to even open for in-store shopping and are still operating with curbside or storefront service only. Starting this week, Apple Store visitors can head online before visiting a store in person and schedule a Shop with a Specialist appointment. Booking an appointment guarantees you a time to browse inside the store and shop without the hassle of waiting or even being turned away at the door. And furthermore, you get one-on-one guidance from an Apple Store specialist during your appointment. And of course, customers with an appointment will still need to follow Apple's health and safety guidelines and wear a mask while inside. You can book an appointment at your local Apple Store by using the Apple Store app and visiting your store's page. In other news, a new report from research firm TrendForce today says that Apple is looking to introduce a 12.9-inch iPad Pro with mini LED in Q1 of 2021. The report explains that Apple's transition to mini LED technology will start with that 12.9-inch iPad Pro in early 2021. But at the same time, Apple is also expected to begin sourcing suppliers for mini LED technology for the 16-inch MacBook Pro and a new 14-inch MacBook Pro. Mini LED screens offer a rich, wide color gamut, high contrast ratios, high dynamic range, and localized dimming. Mini LED is also believed to result in thinner panels that are more power efficient, and they don't suffer from burn-in like OLED. The report explains that these benefits are why Apple has made Mini LED a focus for all of its future products. TrendForce also details Apple Silicon and how Apple will transition the Mac, iPhone, and iPad to its newest custom processors. The report explains that the 5-nanometer Apple Silicon processors will be significantly more cost-effective to Apple than similar Intel processors, coming in at nearly a third of the cost. Mass production of the A14 Bionic processor for this year's iPhone 12 is already underway. The A14X Bionic is expected to power the new iPad Pro devices in Q1 2021, and mass production there will begin in small volumes sometime during Q3 of 2020. And during all of this, Apple will also be ramping up production of its Apple Silicon processors for the Mac. Apple has already confirmed that it will ship its first Mac with Apple Silicon before the end of this year, but it remains to be seen which Mac that is and which processor will be inside. Interestingly, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the new 24-inch iMac will be one of the first Macs to make the switch to Apple Silicon sometime this year. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder and Calorie, two applications that make it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. But Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to stay on top of your daily water intake using iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. But for ultimate food tracking, check out Calorie. From the creators of Waterminder, Calorie is the easiest way to count calories, track macros, and all of your food intake from your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. Calorie allows you to seamlessly track everything you eat throughout the day with quick access from Siri shortcuts, Apple Watch, and more. You can learn more and get started today with both Waterminder and Calorie at the link in the show notes below or by searching for them in the App Store on your devices. That's Waterminder and Calorie, C-A-L-O-R-Y. To round out today, we have some additional news regarding Apple's transition to Apple Silicon in the Mac lineup. In a statement, Apple has confirmed another important aspect of this transition regarding the future of Thunderbolt connection. Apple now says that Thunderbolt will be present in Apple Silicon Macs, even though it's moving away from Intel. Many Mac users were concerned about whether these new Apple Silicon Macs would be compatible with Thunderbolt because it's a hardware interface developed by Intel in collaboration with Apple. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "Over a decade ago, Apple partnered with Intel to design and develop Thunderbolt. And today, our customers enjoy the speed and flexibility it brings to every Mac. We remain committed to the future of Thunderbolt and will support it in Macs with Apple Silicon," end quote. What this means is that users will be able to continue using Thunderbolt accessories, such as external drives and displays, with Apple Silicon Macs. Coincidentally, the news comes on the same day that Intel announced the Thunderbolt 4 standard, which is based on the USB-C connector. More details on Thunderbolt support in Apple Silicon Macs are still unclear, but we'll probably learn more about it in the coming months. Again, according to Apple, the first Mac with an ARM chip will be launched later this year, with the transition of the entire Mac lineup being completed by 2022. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.